This is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The thing for patient last name is the thing for patient last name is Logan, L-O-G-A-N. First name is Davante, D-A-V-A-N-T-E. Date of visit is April 24, 2024. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident near Travis Air Force Base in California. First up, it was in August of 2021. First up, a patient was driving. First up, a patient was approaching an intersection. First up, certainly a PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E truck, comma, red light, first up, and the truck hit him, first up, patient's car was T-boned, first up, a patient was hit on the driver's side, first up, a patient hit the head immediately, first up, the head hit the metal part, I'm sorry, the head hit the car, first up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness, first up, patient was out of consciousness for approximately 30 minutes, first up, when he woke up, a coma patient was already in the emergency room, first up, patient woke up with confusion, disorientation, first up, patient had severe head pain, first up, patient was dazed out, first up, patient was admitted to hospital for further evaluation, first up, patient was diagnosed with concussion, first up, next paragraph, since the event, the compound patient has significant headache, first up, a patient described these as headaches, first up, patient has significant neck pain as well, first up, his memory become very poor, first up, patient has insomnia symptoms, first up, patient have lack of sleep, first up, patient have fatigue symptoms, first up, patient become very sensitive to light, first up, patient also have depression symptoms, first up, next paragraph, a patient was started on a Movig, narcotics analgesics, and Lexapro, first up, Mitch Prof, a patient currently is active duty for the Air Force, so first up, patient is working for security forces in the Air Force, so first up, patient has significant difficulty to perform his job at work, so first up, patient has difficulty to concentrate and focus because of the headaches, so first up, patient has difficulty to remember his task duties, so first up, a patient tells me that he can get upset very easily, first up, he needs to write down everything, first up, a patient tells me that he's been removed from his usual duties because of his symptoms. So first up, patient tells me that he's not doing a lot at the military right now. First up, next paragraph. This marks the notification. Next patient. Last name is Next patient, last name is S-E-V-E-R-N-S. Again, S-E-V-E-R-N-S. First name is Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Date of visit is April 24, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was driving in Santa Rosa, California. First up, it was in 2020. First up, a patient was rear-ended by another vehicle. First up, a patient had a significant whiplash injury during the accident. First up, a patient hit the back of the head against the headrest. First up, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, patient has severe pain symptoms in the back of the head. First up, patient has severe headache. First up, patient has difficulty to talk. First up, patient has a slurred speech. First up, a patient was hospitalized. First up, patient was diagnosed with concussion. First up, next breath, since the event, the common patient has significant headaches. First up, patient get disoriented very easily. First up, patient has light sensitivity. First up, patient also has cognitive deficit. First up, his memory become very poor. First up, patient also difficulty with navigation. First up, patient has a double vision. First up, patient has blurred vision. First up, patient also has significant migraines. First up, next paragraph. Patient is taking amitriptyline. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently an electronics technician for the Coast Guard. First up, patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job. First up, patient has significant difficulty in focus and concentrate of his job doing electronics. First up, patient forget his task duty sometimes. First up, patient has significant difficulty to see the computers at time because of the headaches and light sensitivity. First up, patient also get disoriented at work a lot. First up, this marks the end of dictation.